Well, after the Super Bowl last night, clearly we have some big winners. The Green Bay Packers, obviously, and Fox. It was reportedly the single highest revenue-generating day in the history of Fox, with a record 106 million viewers of the Super Bowl. You could also argue that the big losers were the viewers. I mean, first there were problems with the hired entertainment.
What so proudly we watched at the twilight's last gleaming.
That is the sound of Christina Aguilera very convincingly and passionately flubbing up the lines of the national anthem. And then there was the halftime show. You watched it, John, right?
That was the worst halftime show. But what did she say?
There's been some bad halftime shows, really.
What did she say?
No, she just repeated the same line. She was supposed to be saying, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
I see.
Just repeated.
But that halftime show was so... My 12-year-old girls were just gagging through the whole thing.
And they
loved
my kids also.
The
Black Eyed Peas, yeah.
Yeah, but my son's response was, I really like listening to them on CD.
Yeah.
Okay, but the other disappointment a lot of people are saying was the ads. A lot of people watched the Super Bowl just for the ads. And they're extremely expensive. Supposedly, the ads cost about $3 million per 30 seconds. So we have our culture crew with us, the Movie Date podcast team, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And for every 30 seconds we talk about ads, we get $30 million on
Great.
This program.
Great. Let's keep talking.
Let's go.
All right. Well, there's a couple themes kind of working in these ads, and I want to kind of move through them. I mean, number one, what seems to be everybody's favorite spot was the VW ad. And here's the thing. Well, first, let's play a little clip of it as if people haven't heard it enough. All right. That, of course, is the kid standing in front of the VW using the Force in his
right.
Darth Vader costume. Now, the first theme here for me is that they released this. They leaked it well before the Super Bowl.
Right. Yes.
And I got to ask you if you think that worked for them or if it made it boring when you saw the spot in the context of the game.
I think it totally worked for them. I mean, they've got like something like 12 million viewers on YouTube or something. I mean, it's become a total hit. The kid is on CNN right now as we speak talking. I mean, he's like the next big star. It worked great for them.
And let me just say, I fell for hook, line, and sinker. I actually got it leaked to me, and then I of course leaked it to Rafer,
yep.
And then
on Sunday you bought a VW.
Yeah,
loved it. Loved that ad.
Yeah, it's a great ad.
The little kid's a great actor. He was totally engaging, which is amazing. Because his face is covered the whole time by a giant mask.
You know right. What made it perfect was that the mask was too big for him.
Yes.
It was like the best part of the whole thing.
Yes.
But, okay, so that ad kind of belies sort of the trend of the rest of the advertisers because, by and large, everyone seems to have gone for the raciest possible thing they could get by the censors. And, Rafer, you're nodding your head.
Yeah. There were a lot of bleeped out cuss words used as jokes, a lot of sexual jokes, and a lot of them were pretty... pretty over the top. I mean, even for a Super Bowl ad, which I know is where advertisers try often to push that envelope, but there were some shockers in there.
And Kristen, did you think that? I mean,
yeah, I was especially shocked by one in particular, the Mini
shocked.
Cooper. I was
shocked.
Totally shocked. Oh, cram
shocked
it
too.
In the boot.
Yeah,
cram it in the boot. They're doing a little game show. They have a contestant on stage. Have you ever crammed it in the boot?
Right.
Let's see you cram as much as you can in this boot.
Yeah.
And then they just took large objects like submarine sandwiches and
wedding cake, and
crammed them in the boot of the Mini Cooper. Yeah.
Well, you know, clearly there is also not just the sexual kind of innuendo going on, but there's a lot of blowback on the Groupon coupon website commercials in which they had people like Timothy Hutton saying, yes, Tibet needs to be saved. And yet I'm enjoying this wonderful Tibetan lunch and I'm enjoying it for only $15 because I bought this coupon. There's a lot of people outraged over this.
Yeah.
And it seems to me there are also a number of ads. For example, Groupon, that same company, had an Elizabeth Hurley ad that didn't get by the censors. But they got a lot of play from it because it came out as a potential ad. It was leaked early. And then it got a whole bunch of millions of views on YouTube because it was a potential Super Bowl ad. So we have here the ads that get aired. And we have a whole other class of the ads that they think might get aired but got rejected. It's like a whole separate set of advertising.
Yeah, well, I mean, they leaked a lot of this stuff. And then there were also ads saying that were directing you back to the internet, like the one with the Griswolds, right, with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo replaying the Vacation the National Lampoon's Vacation, and so they were saying, you know, see the whole film, you know, online. And I just kind of
they
thought,
did that with GoDaddy ads.
Yeah,
they tried
right.
to do it with Bridgestone in advance. They did right. it with several ads where there were ads for the ads.
Yes, yes.
Which, Glee had an ad for the ad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it drove me a little nuts. I thought that advertisements, for the most part, were things we tried to run away from, not get advertisements for to watch.
Right.
More advertisements.
Yes.
Well, what worked for you? Let's start with you, Kristen, first. What worked, or perhaps
besides
maybe
VW.
Made you motivate?
Besides the VW ad, I really liked the ad that was a Chevy Transformers tie-in, because they made it look so perfectly low-budget neighborhood car dealership. And I'll let you play this.
Yeah, here it is.
Tomorrow, we're smashing prices.
All right, back up, back up! Never mess with a Chevy, dude.
It goes from so funny and low budget that you can't believe, how did a low budget car dealership in my community get an ad during
right.
the Super Bowl? And then it explodes into this special effects CGI, out of control.
Now, did
Transformers
you watch that on the internet, or did you see that during the Super Bowl?
I saw it first virally on the internet, and then I saw it during the Super Bowl.
And it still worked for you?
It still worked for me. I laughed both times.
Loses a little just
here Rafer, we have we have a little bit of time left. What worked for you besides VW?
The one that really stuck out to me was the Motorola Zoom ad, the tablet one that took off on the George Orwell's 1984, sort of a direct shot across the bow at Apple and its old 1984 ad from the Super Bowl of
there's
that year.
Pretty much no talking really in that
yeah,
one, so we're
yeah.
not going to play that.
Right.
Which was another theme moving
many
through
of them
the
had many of them had no talking. I
exactly.
noticed. Yeah.
A lot of them were completely visual.
Yeah.
Well, we're wondering if what ads worked for you or didn't. Let us know at thetakeaway.org. In the meantime, thanks so much to Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, both co-hosts of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.